It is a good day to you, huh? We are grateful for each of you. We are grateful for your smiles, for your laughter in the water. They're there, they're there. It reminds us of those little, in that, what is that movie that the Vessel Marilyn and the Joy saw? We don't know which movie it was where all the little animals would all of a sudden at the same time go and look around.
The prairie dogs.
Yes. That is what you looked like today in the water. It's like... And then they'd be, over there.
It's true.
Yes, yes. For you see, that was the joy that you could not see. Huh? Yes. It is that observance. It is that vibrational frequency and the joy that was explosive of a fish. It's like, it is the ocean. What a surprise, there's fish there. And yet we know that you haven't seen lots of fish, huh?
Right.
No, because the dolphins have been there. And they eat lots of fish, huh? Yes, yes. So you see that there is pleasure to be found from every angle. Pleasure to be found from whether you're staying in your bed and just loving your body and reading your book and looking at the water and just honoring yourself, or watching the water and thinking, am I getting in? Am I not getting in? Am I getting in? Am I not getting in? Am I getting in? Am I not getting in? That is what the vessel did for the first hour. And then she said, I just want to watch today and see what that is like. So you understand that that pleasure is for each of you. That pleasure is for you. And that energy of clarity and laughter and giggles and seeing the focus and feeling the dolphins playing with us. And it's like, watch this, we'll get them all in the water and then we'll go.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know that that is what they said.
We did after the second time, for sure.
Yes, yes. You see, that is still a part of that observation of the divine order of things. That is a part of that observation of connecting in. As we have said, we have known many groups to come and never see dolphin one. And you see them get in the water with them now. 2-3 times for 3 days running. Huh? So you understand that that is the significance of your vibration. Don't let your ego get running away with that, however, because then they will show you, we don't have to play with you in the water. Mm-hmm. You see, in that vibrational energy, your frequency that is coming through goes all the way through the water. You understand what we say? So when you send love, they respond. When you send laughter, they hear it. Now, we know that they don't hear as well, but that high pitch in the laughter, they can sense. Yes, exactly.
There's a lot of that today.
Yes. Every day is a wonderful day. And whether you look at the water, the weather, and you think, oh, in or out, in or out, in or out, we're sure Al was doing the same thing. But we don't think he ever questions it. You see, he's operating for your safety. He's operating for the dolphin's safety. And that is first. So with that energy, we know you are also operating for the dolphin's safety. And in that energy, the dolphin is operating for your safety. So it is like a three-way corner there, a bit of a triangle, huh? You have question, yes, about anything. We can do a few question and answers tonight.
So what they were saying about the dolphins swimming with their mouths open, was there anything wrong?
Yes.
There was? What?
There was. There was a little bit of a leak in the boat. And so they were working on it as we left.
And it seems
that the gas that we were getting before the gas leak.
I mentioned it too.
Yes, you mentioned it. You mentioned it. We mentioned it.
And my hair smells.
It's a bit gassy.
So they were sensing that in the water.
Yes, and that shifted their behavior. Because they recognize Captain Al's boat, and they know what to expect with his people.
Yeah. Yes. Glad it wasn't a shark.
In most experiences, Captain Al's people are a different vibration than the catamaran people. That is what we have seen. Not that they're lower or higher or anything, just different. You see, we don't want the ego to get excited and involved. Oh, we're the best. Doesn't work that way. It also is about seeing how you respond when you think, can we get in? Can we get in? Why can't we get in? What's the point? They're right here. They're right here. And it was not time yet, even though it appeared to be. They were observing the different behavior of the dolphins, which after so many years, how can they have new behavior? But they did. And it was because they were giving a warning back to Captain Al that there was a problem that he needed to fix. You see what we say? And that is why he took care of it immediately. Or they may be over there working now. There's a light over there.
He's probably doing what he can do, but he said that he really can't do anything until we leave.
It's a major teardown.
Yeah, it's a major teardown of the engine.
So he's seeing if he can put a Band-Aid on it.
Yes.
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 More question. Did that answer it?
Yes.
Good.
What can you tell us about the mermaids?
What about those wonderful mermaids? They are in the water.
See?
Yes, they are in the water. You see, they're very shy around human because so many, what would humans do with them?
Take them. Yeah. Dissect them. And
yes.
Capture.
Yet they are here.
In Bimini.
They are on the outskirts over at the horizon during the daytime when people are in boats. We have one of our people that came last time and went to a Kauai with us, who is a mermaid and carries energy and vibration of the mermaid. And she saw one with her eyes wide open, physical, not in Bimini, in Kauai. And then she doubted herself.
Oh.
And the universe brought us to a sacred rock where there was a volcanic platform laid out. There was 14 of us there as well. And when we arrived in what we called Secret Beach, because it's not really a beach, it's the Lemurian Beach, because there was a Lemurian pyramid that was there, that was just being shown. The dirt was coming off of it while we were there. And she saw this mer being, because she could not tell if it was man or woman, with her eyes wide open. The next day she went back there to ask for confirmation. And she stood out on this ledge and asked for confirmation. And she says, ask for confirmation, yes? That is what we teach. Ask for confirmation, your logical brain can understand. And this little pier of volcanic rock, we were all out on it. There was 14 bird of paradise flowers that were laid on it the first day. And she was standing out there and looking out there, said, if I saw you, if you are real, show me proof. And at that moment, it had not happened before for 2 days that we were there, a huge wave came and washed over her. And at her feet was a piece of white coral that was this big.
Wow.
She still has that white coral today. Yes. So, yes, there are mer beings in the water. If you see one with your eyes wide open, it is surprising. We have only known one person to see them, her. Does that answer your question? Yes. You have more question? Yes.
Maybe can you tell us something about the big confusion we saw in Atlantis? Or if it was a war, what we saw in
During your Akash this morning.
Yes.
We believe that there were several layers of Akash. Each of those layers, you were all together in one way or another. In the most recent, there were, as you call it, predators that were coming in to breathe into the land and to see what is there. They were not, and this is the latest one. The island had been sinking before. And with the volcanic sink, it was quite tumultuous. Each one of you saw part of that energy and felt the trepidation, the concern, the challenge. So what you were actually seeing in each of your vision was several different lifetimes where each of you were together. And the most recent one was way after the Atlantis. The most recent one was like in 1100 A.D. Yes. It was at the turret, the castle, her home, the party.
So it wasn't Atlantis. It was.
You may have partied in Atlantis as well, but that was in her home,
okay.
And that was in. We see it in Italy, possibly again in England. You have partied together a lot. You see, yes, in that vibration, it is because you could not stop the collapse of Atlantis. So each of you carries an aspect of guilt from not being able to stop it. It was a part of the order of things. So now, every time you go together, you still celebrate, which is overcoming that old guilt. You see what we say? Now, your task is to give back, to help the planet, pick up the trash, educate the people. You know, it is much better here than it was the last time we were here in the trash department, don't you think?
Seems to me like there's more trash now.
Ah, we thought it was better because they cleaned up the back of this building.
But that was probably because the hurricane came 2 years ago and wiped out a bunch.
Washed it all away.
So all that part from the ATM and this and the next building to the water was knee deep at the ATM. So all on the waterfront.
So, this is what you get the opportunity to educate the people here about, is to connect oversoul to oversoul and help them understand that they can clean the island, they can clean the water, and if they drop a piece of plastic in the water to get it out. You see, it worked in Egypt.
Yeah.
It is much better. Yes. So in that capacity, that is how you are each giving back now. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Yes.
this morning I felt like we were not going to go to the Bimini Road. Can you, do you know why, or can you help us understand?
Well, the most logical explanation is because the weather did not allow it. But it wasn't time yet. Bimini Road is on another part of the islands, so the waters are naturally rougher because they don't want everybody over there. You see? And so the waters are naturally rougher, so when you have a little bit of roughness, that makes it almost unable to get in and out. So understand that it was not time, and you can say to yourself that you were not prepared for it. But we do not believe that that is the case.
That's what I wanted to know.
We believe that you are ready to go wherever you get the opportunity to go, and you will receive a gift no matter where it is or what it is. Because with that gift, you accept. Huh? You accept that gift and that energy to know that it must be safe. And that was, sometimes a pickle is just a pickle. And that was the case today. The weather was not, you know, the weather is a part of that massive energy of nature to remind you just how big or small you are. So now see, sense, feel the calmness and the perfect experience over the Bimini Road. Huh? Yes.
Okay. On this weather that's coming in, could be preparation for 8-8. The earth is preparing for this merging.
Yes. The earth is changing, you know that. Cryon, our dear friend, has predicted a mini ice age. There's all kinds of shifts going on in the physicality of the earth. The Mother Earth is all right. You don't have to worry. She's going to be here for lots and lots, long, long year, millennium, long, long time. Yet she may not always be able to provide the resources that humans find their creature comforts in. That is why we say to take care of that, starting with the water. Starting with the water. That is why the vessel Merlin and the Joy go to water everywhere they go, almost. Because you see, the earth changes, the weather changes, the weather patterns are changing. So there's... And not that we want to get involved in conspiracy theories, but sometimes the governments are experimenting with controlling the weather. That's when we love that Mother Nature says, if you think you can control the weather, watch this. That is, you remember last year in Florida how the hurricane was there, and then it went back, and then it was there, and then it went back, and then it was there, and then it went back. That was what has happened. You see what we say? Now you can each connect and ask for the 21st ray of weather to go in and clear the skies for the time that you have here. But today, it felt like you needed a little womb space.
Yes.
Needed to have a bit more time in your circle this morning, a bit more energy connecting in. And that is a part of that divine timing. Yes, you understand that?
Yes.
You have more? Did that answer your question? You have more questions, huh? Yes.
So it's about Atlantis. So the Bimini Road, as Edgar Casey says, it's like one way to the road that leads to Atlantis. There's a theory about somewhere in Mediterranean or Greece area, that there was like Atlantis. So location-wise, were there like different, it was a whole Atlantis, but different islands were there?
Yes, there were different locations. It is our information that there was at least seven.
And at different times.
In different times, different locations, different energies. And some of them were all at the same time. like all of the continents here now, right, are all on the planet at the same time. There was a time that the Atlanteans lived on the continents, in the over the water, and then they actually transformed, and many were able to live under the water as long as it was safe. Some, we believe, are still there. They would be called the Mer people. And we see that there were seven primaries. There may be more, but seven primary locations. Someone asked today, we heard somewhere that there were three. We do not have any science to back that up. Huh? However, that is what we see. We see one here. We see one in the Mediterranean Sea. We see one, it looks like from the coast of Asia, Japan. It has been poisoned and is not able to be found. We see one near Australia, almost in between Australia and New Zealand. It will be found soon. We see one on the opposite side of South America, directly across from Rapa Nui. We don't know how many that is. We see one off of the coast of South Africa. Yes.
That could be Mu.
Excuse us?
Could that be Mu?
Mu, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like so, in Hawaii?
No, Mu. And it's close to South Africa.
Not Lemuria.
No, it's Mu.
Lemuria's base was Kauai.
Yeah, but I thought Lemuria was also called the land of Mu.
No. The land of Mu and the land of Mu are two different lands.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, said the wise woman.
I have a question as well.
Yes. It's a big fish. We love that.
So when we go to Bimini Road, each of us, we will have our personal time just to receive gifts. But at the same time, what we can do as this group for collective.
When you are on the Bimini Road, it will depend upon the weather, because it is very rough. It has been. In the past, very rough over that time, because they really want to, it is protected. You will receive your gifts. It is possible that if you work, you can stay together and have a moment or a few moments of energy as a collective to anchor in the peace and the resurgence. Is that the right word? Coming back of Atlantis. The cleansing of Atlantis. So it is safe for the Atlanteans to be present again. It is safe for them to be seen again. And there we believe there will be, if you focus on it and create it, there will be that time that you get to practice out tomorrow at the beach to gather the energy in a circle of healing over the road to Atlantis. Good question, huh?
Good answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. You have a question?
Yes, I have a question.
The last. What is my real name?
Ah, take a deep breath. We are asking for the real name of the one who is now presently known as Tatiana. And they will speak that real name in her mind because it is hers. So take a deep breath and ask, what is the true name of Tatiana and what is she to be called? And what did you sense?
I sense Afina.
Afina. We heard, well, Tatiana is a beautiful name, but Afina is not, is the name that you are to use. Afina is your name. But you had to breathe into it. And you can have it be Afina with the PH in the middle, or you can have it be Athena. It is your choice. There are two vibrations there. As you understand, we get asked all the time, what is my real name? It is your name, dearest. It is not for us to say, ah, you are to be called Georgette. Or you are to be called Tomet. Or you are to be called something else. Because your soul name is yours. Now, did anyone else hear something different than that? Did you ask?
No.
Did you hear something different?
I got Angelica.
So maybe it's Angelica Athena. Or maybe it is Afina Angelica. Or maybe it is just Afina. Breathe. So which feels right, dearest? Yes. The huntress. The goddess of the hunt. Exactly.
Athena is the hunt.
Yes. Diana is as well.
Yeah.
Depends on whether it's Greek or Roman. Huh? So now shall we call you that?
Not yet. You're ready for that.
When you are, let us know. You notice no one has a problem with Lilith.
Nope.
Even though many of us have known her as something different. But we knew that that was not her. This is. And we will do the same with you. But you have to breathe into it. You have to play with the spelling. You have to play with what it feels like to write it. Because you cannot change your name without changing it legally. Because the universe does not know who they're manifesting for. It confuses your soul. You know, you go on a passport to Thailand. Just in case. And they say, this is, you have changed your name before, yes? You were born Tatiana? Ah, interesting. We hear another name. So you hand that in, and your passport says something different, and they ask who that is, and you have to own up to it. You have to get mail in the name of who you are. That confirms it. So if you have the courage to change your name, to really be who you are. Know that it really must be done on all levels. And once it is, everything flows much more smoothly. Even though at the moment it may seem like a big problem, but it flows much more smoothly when somehow we get a bit of piece of mail for Stephanie Roby. We both are like, who is that? You see what we say? So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Does that go the same with nicknames?
No. It depends on the nickname. If your name is Melinda and everyone calls you Sally,
that would be different.
But the shortcut for Richard is Rich.
Right. Yeah. Or Dick.
Exactly.
Yes.
We prefer Rich. Don't you?
Me too.
But my name does not need to be changed because it's a nickname.
That is your choice.
But does it, will it flow better if I just...
That is your choice. You heard when you got here and they had Melinda, you said, no, my name is Mindy, and that created a discrepancy in the energy. You felt it, yes? We did.
Yeah.
But it's a natural nickname for Melinda.
It is.
For you, not for me.
Yeah.
Like for you, it sounded, because...
So if Marielle decided that she wanted to be called Mindy, she would have to change her name. If she wanted to be called Mary, she would have to change her name. Because she is not Mary. Or she is Marielle. So we say that is a choice because it is a nickname. Does it create a riff in the vibration of who you are when you are traveling, when you are working, when you are plurking, when you are playing around? Then you need to change it. Wow.
You need to decide which one you want.
Oh, which one you wish to be.
You are.
I'm a Mindy. I'm not a
Mindy. Exactly.
Has Mindy been serving you? Beg your pardon? Has that name been serving you well?
Oh, yeah.
How has your life been? Has that name been serving you well? You love your life? You love yourself?
Yeah.
Mindy? Mindy, you love your name. Has it been serving your life?
Yes. Is it because you have always had this discrepancy between Melinda and Mindy that has caused a discrepancy in your world?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
You didn't think that you were with sensuality either. You have lots to learn on this trip, eh?
And I want to.
Are embracing it.
What sounds good?
My name is...
What's your real name?
Melinda. That's wonderful. My name is...
But you're placing your judgment on
it. I know, I'm just saying, how does it sound?
But it is her name.
It is.
Yes, but what we are saying, if we may interrupt,
yes,
that she has to practice that.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Look
to
at the
know.
And say, which one feels... Not.
Oh, maybe your name is Majestic.
No, it was, as I was growing up, they only called me Melinda when they were angry. So I associate Melinda with anger.
So that is something to heal. And then see where you stand with your name.
Okay. I'll work on it.
You should not change your name. And we understand what you're doing.
Yes, I do.
But you should not change your name because it covers up a program or that you learned in the past. You could heal that, and who knows, then you may be Melinda.
Wow.
But you're the only person that can make that decision as to what feel Athena or Athena. Either one is perfect. Yes?
Yes.
I mean, look at this goddess.
Yes, she does.
But when we look at you, we do not see Mindy. Yes. Don't you love her? Don't you just love her?
All my life I had a nickname. My whole family, my nephews didn't even know my name was Marielle. I was called Puddin because I was chubby.
Puddin.
I actually lost 90 pounds and was afraid that they would not love me anymore because I wasn't fat anymore. And that's when I became Marielle. And I am Marielle. But I was Puddin forever for my whole family. And so we associate sometimes. So just check that out.
I feel like falling out of the chair.
So sit with yourself. And ask, is this my real name? Discounting all old programs, discounting all, or is there another name that suits me better? Many people who awaken change their name.
I call my higher self Mindy Senior or Zena. Zena.
That's a lot of options.
A lot of options.
Yes.
So understand, take a deep breath. Go inside. And not including, only including this moment here, right now. Ask your guides, what is your true name that you are to be called? So what do you sense, or muscle test?
My legal name.
Get rid of the fear. Get rid of the imprint of being called out.
I love the name Mindy,
though. I'm not arguing with you. It is your name. You may be called anything you choose. Yes. Yes, you do. Take a deep breath. Did she say what we think she said?
What?
I said it's a shock.
Ah.
It's a shock.
We thought you said something about poo.
No.
Question.
Yes, just for the name, another question.
Yes.
For example, in my case, my name is always the same, but it depends on the language I was speaking.
Yes.
So,
it is still the same name.
It doesn't change the vibration if I pronounce it differently.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like that. That's why I was wondering.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Lowry or Laura?
Laura in French. I cannot speak French and say Laura. That's what it sounds.
Exactly.
Okay.
Question?
Part of what I left before I came on the trip, we've talked about this a little before, is my job at Pan Am. And there's a little the museum. There's a little of
friction,
thank you. A little friction going on there. What can I do going back to try to rectify it and bring it forward to consider?
Hold the friction in the highest good for all concerned. You cannot fix it. You can only hold the energy in space for the balance to come back to it. But you cannot jump in and take care and do everything. Otherwise you'll break your arm. Exactly. And know that sometimes that which we feel that we love the most gets the opportunity to pass into another existence.
Like no existence, finish.
Yes. The people that are hanging on to Pan Am, it was very powerful. However, it is also usurping the energy from those that are involved. And it is laying into one or two or three people that are pushing against each other in order to do something that is only in their mind. So send it love, hold it in divine vibrational frequency, and see what happens. And know that another opportunity will come for you. Does that help?
Yes.
It is not what you want to hear.
No, it's not.
We are sorry. We know you love it. We know you love it. Why?
It's such a big part of my life, and it's such a great history.
Yes.
But I understand that there are personalities that they're misconstruing.
Sometimes, if something is out of integrity, it has to collapse into itself so it can be rebuilt. We see that you will be a part of the rebuilding process. You understand what we're saying? But not necessarily you will hold the space during the collapse. But not physically.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yes.
Good. Yes. Question? Yes.
Does the same explanation goes for the collapse of Atlantis?
Does the same explanation go for the collapse of Atlantis? We see, depends on which part of it. We see that in some cases, the people were asked to move and they did not, because they thought nothing could touch them. And the planet evolved around them and they sank. We see that in some cases of the Atlantean, there was ego that was involved. Same situation. That was not in integrity, and they did not listen to those who were giving them the messages. So therefore, it had to be cleansed and rebuilt. That is what we see.
And who gave them messages? Who they follow?
Some in this group.
What was the question?
So, who gave them messages? Who did they follow? Some in this group. Some in other groups of high vibrational beings that saw, sensed, felt here concern and said, we don't know about this, but we believe that this volcano that is underneath here is going to explode and bring the whole thing down and fill up the part that it is. Or a big chunk is going to break off some other place and is going to flood and drop it down 30 or 40 meters. So know that it is a part of your task to bring that back. But first you get to bring back the honor of the ocean, the cleansing of the ocean, and help them stop pumping oil out of the ocean and polluting it in that capacity. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. So you are the proactive ones. There are things that can be done. You understand?
How are they connected to higher beings?
How are who connected?
How are they connected to higher beings?
How are who connected?
Atlanteans.
How are Atlanteans connected?
Right? What higher beings?
That they received messages from.
In the beginning, before the collapse.
Yes.
Just want to be clear.
Yes.
So, understand that there were seers among you. There still are. Yes? And there were seers on each of the seven continents, if you would, just for lack of better term, on those continents as well. People that could see into the future, people that could feel the vibration of the land, people that can connect to higher sources. There were oracles that were among you that were not in that physical form that brought the messages in, maybe the higher selves. So it was the leadership on many of the places that thought that their egos would be stronger than any disaster. That is what we see. And sometimes they just collapsed in, not knowing. Which is sad, but it is happening again in some instances. Does that answer your question?
Yes. One more question. So I saw in the Akash, I saw today holograms, some holograms. Does it somehow connect to how the messages were received?
Those who were seers saw the messages in many different forms. Some were in holograms. Some were in seeing into the future and seeing the collapse of the islands. It depends on how they saw. You saw in holograms. Trust it. Yes? You have to trust your vision. If you do not trust your vision, what are you going to trust? Ask, is this my ego that's saying, oh, I saw this big hologram and saw the collapse of Atlantis and I tried to tell them and they did not listen and blah, 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 blah? Or is it like, I feel this concern. I want to educate my people. You see? The ego is dramatic, yeah? People are not necessarily dramatic. Sometimes they're afraid. And they can get very dramatic when they're afraid. We know each of you are very tired. You were in the water with dolphins 3 times today. Yes? Or in the water without dolphins 3 times today. Know that all is perfect. All is in divine order. You are each perfect. You are each wondrous with your new name or with your old name or with something whole and different. But you must claim who you are and stand strong in your truth. For with that truth comes love. With that vision comes drastic changes. Drastic. Yay. So they can be rebuilt. Can Atlantis be rebuilt?
Yes.
Maybe. Why not? Everything is possible. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Trust that, dearest. Trust yourself. Trust your information. Without your ego being involved. Trust your connection. We love you deeply. We bid you namaste.